Hello everybody, it's Mr. Troll23 back in their video. This is another video on commonly misunderstood, twisted, misinterpreted, and misused verses of the Bible. Today I'm going to be talking about John chapter 6, verse 54, which says, "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." This verse is taken out of context chiefly by Roman Catholics and Orthodox Christians who believe that you need to partake in the Eucharist, the sacrament of the Eucharist, in order to be saved. And they say that you need to take the sacrament of drinking the blood of Christ and eating the flesh of Christ in order to go to heaven. But this is a false doctrine for many reasons, but let me first establish the context of the sermon that Jesus is giving here. Beginning in verse 35, Jesus says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and have believed not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me, except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life." So it's established in the context of Jesus' sermon that he's clearly teaching the doctrine of salvation by faith alone. Because he says in verse 40 that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And then it says in verse 47, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He then explains that his flesh is the bread, and his blood, which is shed for us, is the wine. It's representative. The problem is that Catholics take John 6:53 and John 6:54 too literally to teach the doctrine that the Eucharist is necessary for salvation. However, if that's the case, then why does Jesus just flat out state in this sermon that the only requirement of salvation to have eternal life is believing on the Lord, is to put their belief on him? Also in verse 35, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that whoever comes to him will never hunger or thirst. So it's symbolic. Okay, the eating of the flesh and drinking of the blood of Christ is a figure of accepting Christ as your personal Savior. And how can this be further illustrated or affirmed? Well, in John chapter 4, and other places, John chapter 3 as well, Jesus uses illustrations to compare faith to other things of the world. So in John chapter 4, verse 14 to 15, he says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." So the Samaritan woman he was talking to fails to understand that he's not being literal here, okay? It's symbolic. Okay, he doesn't have an actual cup of water that gives you immortality, okay? The water of life is salvation. It's a figure. It's a symbol. It's not literal. And it's the gift of God. Okay, there is no literal water that you have to drink in order to be saved. And it teaches basically the same thing in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17 as well. It says, "Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." That's referring to salvation. And yet Catholics don't teach that you need to actually drink water to go to heaven. So why do they believe that you literally need to drink blood and eat the flesh of Christ in order to go to heaven? Not only that, but the Bible never teaches the doctrine of transubstantiation anyway. So when you go to drink wine or eat bread, you're actually drinking wine and eating bread. You're not turning yourself into a cannibal. You're not eating flesh and blood. You're not eating the literal flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. It's a symbol. Because it says in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 29, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Now Catholics would just stop reading here and say, "See, look, it says that the wine that he has is his blood, and the bread is his or the bread is his flesh, it's his body. Okay, so they say, well, that disproves transubstantiation. Well, in verse 29 it says, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So Jesus is still acknowledging that what he's holding in his hand, the wine, is still fruit juice. Okay, despite already calling it his blood, he says, this is my blood. In the next breath, he says, this fruit of the vine. So he didn't actually turn the wine into blood. He didn't do some magic ritual on it. And neither will any Catholic out there actually turn wine into blood, especially not the blood of Jesus Christ. And one thing that Catholics really need to understand anyway, based on John 6:40 and John 6:47, those clearly teach that salvation by faith alone, but the Bible teaches that throughout. You'll never find anything written by Paul or James or John or any other apostle teaching the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll never say anything about the Eucharist. The only time you have these mentions of drinking flesh and or drinking blood and eating flesh is in the sayings of Jesus, but these are symbols. Okay, because Romans chapter 3, verse 28 says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In Romans chapter 4, verse 5, it says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And then in John 3, 16, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So that's whosoever. That means whoever, anyone who believes in Jesus would not perish, but have everlasting life. Just as he says in John 6:40 and John 6:47. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, Paul says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then in Acts chapter 16, a jailer asked Paul and Silas, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they replied and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. So the Bible teaches very clearly that all you need to do to be saved, to have eternal life, to go to heaven, is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, put your faith in him. Eating the flesh of Christ is not literal. That's just symbolic of coming unto Christ and accepting him as your personal savior. Same thing with drinking the blood. It's entering into the new covenant with him. Okay, the fact that Catholics don't understand this is just so that they're not saved, like Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman who didn't understand what Jesus was teaching, who thought he was being literal. Okay, Nicodemus thought that when Jesus was saying you have to be born again, that he was literally saying that you have to go back into your mother's womb and be born again. No, he's talking about the Spirit. But people who don't actually believe, who don't fully understand the teachings of Jesus, are not going to be able to interpret spiritual things. And that's why Catholics can't understand what John chapter 6 is teaching. So thank you everybody for watching, and goodbye.